Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show visits some of the best spy films ever made. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to our special on Spies and Private Eyes, film soundtracks. That was Secret Agent Man by Devo. We're going to kick off with the theme to the Ipcress file, written, of course, by John Barry.
Thank you.
The film was released in 1965 and was based on the novel by Len Deighton, starring Michael Caine as Harry Palmer, an English secret agent. It won numerous awards, although it's a bit more difficult to follow than your average Bond film. Harry Palmer is a keen chef, and in a scene where he's preparing a meal, the hands in close-up belong to the writer Len Deighton, who was a cookery writer as well as a novel writer. Now we're moving across the pond to The Drowning Pool, starring Paul Newman in 1975. Newman plays Private Detective Lou Harper investigating a blackmail plot in Louisiana. It was a return for Newman to a character he'd first played 9 years earlier in Harper. Here's Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
He said,
Now it's time for a classic, The Third Man, directed by Carol Reed, starring Orson Welles and Joseph Cotten. This theme was written by Anton Karas and remains as mysterious today as it did when the film first came out in 1949. The entire score was performed by Karas on the zither, an instrument popular in Eastern Europe, but originally from China. Graham Greene wrote a novella and based the screenplay on it. The novella was published after the film was released. Orson Welles went AWOL at the beginning of the shoot, and various people doubled for him, including Guy Hamilton, the assistant director. Cary Grant was considered for the role of Harry Lyme, played by Orson Welles, and Carol Reed wanted James Stewart in the Joseph Cotten role, Holly Martins. The Long Goodbye is a quirky adaptation of a Raymond Chandler novel, directed by Robert Altman. Elliot Gould played Philip Marlowe. Here's the theme, sung by Clydie King.
A long goodbye, and it happens every day when some passerby invites your eye to come his way. Even as he smiles a quick hello, you let it go, you let the moment fly. Too late, you turn your head, you know you've said long goodbye. Can you recognize the theme? Down some other street, two people meet as in a dream, running for a plane through the rain. If the heart is quicker than the eye, die. It's too late to try. When I missed hello, it comes along.
That was the theme to The Long Goodbye, sung by Clydie King, written by John Williams and Johnny Mercer. The song crops up in various disguises throughout the movie. The novel was set in the 1930s but was updated to 1970s Hollywood. The producer's original choices for Philip Marlowe were Lee Marvin and Robert Mitchum. You can spot Arnie Schwarzenegger as a bodyguard in his first movie role here. Now I wonder if anybody recognises this.
Thank you.
Yes, folks, it's Maxwell Smart from the TV series Get Smart. Don Adams played his TV character in Get Smart again in 1989, a made-for-TV movie, alongside Barbara Feldon as Agent 99, now Max's wife. The theme was written by Irving Sathmary, an arranger for Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw and Jack Teagarden, amongst others. Don Adams also played Max Smart in an earlier movie called The Nude Bomb in 1980. Now that's a great movie if you get the chance to see it. Now here's one of the fabulous themes of modern times, Mission Impossible. The theme from Mission Impossible, written, of course, by one of the great film composers, Lalo Schifrin, but adapted by Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen from U2 for the movie version in 1996, directed by Brian De Palma and starring Tom Cruise. It was the first US film to get distribution in more than 3,000 cinemas across America. The lighting of 2 miles of Prague's waterfront took 2 weeks to set up before the filming began. Now we move on to a 1971 film by Alan J. Pakula, Clute, starring Donald Sutherland and Jane Fonda, who won an Oscar for her role.
Thank you.
Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Trumpets in C Major from Clute. Fonda hung out with pimps and prostitutes to prepare for her role, and when no pimp would represent her, she thought she wasn't right for the role and urged Pacula to hire her friend Faye Dunaway instead. Barbara Streisand was considered for Jane Fonda's role of Bree Daniels, the prostitute. This was meant as the first part of a trilogy by Pacula, who went on to make The Parallax View and All the President's Men to complete the trilogy. The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, what a great title for a film. Here's the theme written by Sol Kaplan. That was the theme from The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, based on the novel by John le Carré and starring Richard Burton. Burt Lancaster was originally chosen to play Alec Lemus instead of Richard Burton. It was directed by Martin Ritt, and it's the first work of John le Carré's to be put on the screen. Sol Kaplan, it may be noted, also contributed music to the Star Trek TV series. Now for some comedy. You know that dead men don't wear plaid, don't you? Thank you. This was sadly the last film to be scored by Miklos Rosser. It was one of Steve Martin's best films, and a homage to so many others. It's the second of four films Martin made with director Carl Reiner, basically merging new scenes featuring Martin into old movie classics, so a total of 85 sets had to be made up to match the old clips. And here's a great excerpt of dialogue.
All dames are alike. They reach down your throat so they can grab your heart. They pull it out and they throw it on the floor. And they step on it with their high heels. They spit on it. Shove it in the oven. They cook the shit out of it. And they slice it into little pieces, slam it on a hunk of toast, and they serve it to you. They expect you to say, "Thanks, honey, it's delicious."
Great stuff from Steve Martin there. Remember The Spy Who Shagged Me with Mike Myers?
Look you right straight in the eye. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. gotta go, American woman. Yeah.
American Woman by Lenny Kravitz from Mike Myers' The Spy Who Shagged Me. It was the follow-up movie to Austin Powers' Man of Mystery with the lovely Heather Graham instead of Elizabeth Hurley. The Norwegians translated the title as The Spy Who Ejaculated on Me, and in Germany they translated it as The Spy in the Secret Missionary Position. It was remarkably successful, taking more at the box office in its first weekend than the entire run of the first Austin Powers movie. So we've reached the end of the programme, and I think it would be best to pay homage to the late John Barry by ending with his original James Bond theme. Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed the trip.